Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, it is time now to forget about all the big stories of the week and focus on the absolute nonsense that got us through this week. Yes, it is time for...
F-I-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
There we go. It's time for Jen's Friends. And today, Kevin McGahern is in being my friend. Hi, Kev.
What up, Jen?
What up? Lots of nonsense to get through.
Yeah, you're a lovely little antidote to all the horrible news. Oh, nice, yeah. Little shot of nonsense from
little
Jen.
Little shot. Well, it's from you, really, because I'm just going to sit back and let you talk for a bit.
A spoonful of BS.
I thought you might like this one. The Child of Prague we were talking about during the week.
Yes.
I mean, we spent so long on it. When the world was falling apart, we spent 20 minutes talking about the Child of Prague. And some of the calls we got in were fairly off the wall. What did the Child of Prague mean to you growing up?
Not a lot. I mean, I saw him everywhere. Like, he was in every house. There was usually like a picture of the pup.
Yep.
JP22. Mm-hmm. Or JP11.
JP11.
The Lost World JP. There was JP, there was JFK. Picture of JFK. And then there was like just the Child of Prague, which looked like a sort of... just like a baby superhero.
Yeah.
And I remember my auntie's Child of Prague, the head had fallen off it and she'd replaced it with just like a doll's baby head and it just looked freakish. I never knew what he was about, but I aspired to be him as a boy. I was like, that guy seems to get a lot of respect for a baby.
Yeah, absolutely. But the head falling off, that's the thing, because apparently they were made so badly out of clay that the head would fall off, but that was a good thing, meaning it didn't rain on your wedding day. Did you put him out on your wedding day?
My mother did.
Of course she did.
And it
worked.
Piddled it for hours right before the ceremony. So we had to move all the chairs inside.
What did she blame? Obviously, it wasn't the Child of Prague's fault. Something. She did it wrong.
Well, she didn't knock off the head. She's probably too tight. Like, I think the whole knocking off the head thing was just pushed by the makers of the Child of Prague. They're just like, oh, it only works if you destroy it. And they were like, right, how do I get another? Well, you buy another one from us, please. That'd be great. So, like, it's a scam.
Oh, stop it, Kevin. You can't say that on my show.
Who's going to sue me? God.
Well, there's a lot of people that would be very offended by that. And rightly so, because we've had people say that it does work. I said something about Easter. I was saying something about Lent. I said I'm not giving up betting because I'm not a quitter. And I just got a rake of abuse. So I can't wait for those emails I'll have
there's
to reply to after the show.
There's a lot of robots who don't seem to know when somebody's telling a joke or not. That was clearly a joke.
People like to get offended on behalf of other people, Kevin.
That's true. That is very true.
Listen, on Thursday, we got some great texts in. We were talking about epic meltdowns.
Yeah.
Meltdowns and work.
The story to this one was...
the woman who owned a limousine company in America, she was on a Zoom call and she just lost it and she said she was going to kill everybody.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it was a very epic meltdown. I mean, it was a Zoom call. So like she was in her kitchen. Like she was fairly on the edge.
I was looking this up and I thought it was a different story about a male CEO who fired 900 employees over Zoom.
That's not a meltdown. That's just cutting costs.
I didn't know what you said there. Cutting costs.
Cutting costs, yeah.
Like
the entertainment world, I don't know, do people have more reign to have a meltdown? I mean, I've seen some producers lose the rag fairly epically now. And in restaurants, there's certain industries I think it's tolerated a little bit more.
Yeah, which I don't understand. I think like the more famous or the more powerful you get, the more you're allowed to have meltdowns, which doesn't make any sense to me. Because if anything, as more people knew my face, I've become a lot... quieter.
Good.
And nicer. Like a waiter could literally spit in my soup and I'd be like, well, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to be like a diva. And I'm like, thanks, man. I know that's lovely and I'll just eat around the spit. I haven't had that many. Like I remember once we were shooting a short film and it was kind of no budget kind of short film. And my mate asked me to do it and we were shooting in a lad's gaff.
Mm-hmm.
A shared gaff. And this lad, he had a funny name like Thursday or something. It was just ridiculous. He was a ridiculous man, kind of a hippie-ish dude. And he was like, yeah, you can use my house, whatever. And his flatmate came home from work and I was in the hallway. All the crew and everyone was in the living room. So I was waiting to go on to the scene. And she comes in and she can't put her bike down, and she is fuming that once again her house is filled with people and they've moved everything. And she starts eating the head of me. And she was like, what the hell is going on? I just want to come home and watch a bit of telly and eat my dinner. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. The lad you want to get, the lad you want to destroy.
Go see Thursday.
Go see Thursday, man. This is Thursday's deal. And she went in and she devoured him. And it was very awkward. Like, she was making her dinner, like, rattling pans, really angrily, making spaghetti bolognese. And I was telling Siobhan about it, and she was saying, like, once you lose your cool, it just becomes a funny story to the other person. So, like, she was totally in the right.
Yeah.
Her home was invaded by smelly filmmakers.
Yeah.
She just wanted her dinner. But once you lose your cool, it's just a funny story to the other person. Whereas if she had kept her cool, we would have all felt very bad.
And so, probably packed up and left.
Probably packed up and left. So don't lose your cool.
Don't lose your cool. And it's very hard to get back from that.
There was a line in, have you been watching that Inventing Anna?
I can't. I interviewed the friend that wrote the book, and it's my face. And I can't handle your woman's American accent, who's supposed to be Russian.
She's supposed to be kind of German. She's doing like a German. Yeah. She's a Russian who moved to Germany.
Okay,
and I thought it was a joke accent. But there's a character in it called Casey Duke, who is the trainer, and she has a line in it I thought was really good. It was
go
like,
on.
Here's the thing about anger. When you're angry, you're just a character in someone else's story. But when you let your anger go, you reclaim your own story, become your own protagonist again.
Oh, that's so good.
She's very deep. She's full of wisdom.
I don't see you losing the rank though, ever. You're too relaxed. Like, no, you're nearly asleep half the time. What would make you lose the rag?
Okay, I was in.
Oh, you're giving me examples.
I'll give
okay,
an example.
Great.
I lose the rag on a regular basis.
Oh, so you just keep
it
all
together.
I
bottle
it
all up
then...
until it explodes violently. I was in a pub in town. I was in Grogan's, and I was in the bathroom, and it was height of COVID, so you know, like two lads per jacks. So I was there. I don't like urinating in a urinal. I don't like it. I don't have the confidence. I don't have the penile confidence,
okay.
Jen.
Okay.
And I'd waited in the hallway to get in. And so I'm trying to go to the toilet. And then two loud South Dublin lads come in behind me. And they're like, the Jax is tiny.
Is he one of them? Oh,
no,
he's not saying
county.
He just sounds
he's
like
a lovely,
one.
He's a
he
lovely,
is
lad.
Lovely lad. Yeah.
And the Jax is tiny. So like, he's like a foot away from my back. So my pee gets cut off straight away as a sort of defence mechanism.
Yeah.
Mm. And I was like, sorry, lads, it's like two per toilet. Do you mind just waiting out in the hall? And he was like, what's your problem, man? And I was like, it's two. It's height of COVID, lads. Lads, height of COVID. Two per toilet. And he goes, well, you got stage fright. And I totally did. But he was going after my masculinity, which I had to defend through violence now.
Yeah.
And I got really thick and I grabbed him and I threw him out into the hallway. And then the barman came out. And there was a whole big thing, and I was like, "These lads are—they're not. There's height of COVID. There's a height of COVID here. I'm just trying
to
follow these rules." And I just looked like a lunatic, but it was total stage fright.
But you, going back to your other story, you were totally in the right there,
but
you
lost
your
cool,
Kevin. Oh God!
I went in. I apologized to the barman the next day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
see,
bad.
That's the kind of guy you are. Good on you. Let's talk about farts because we. Cormac battle.
The world's about to end, and Jen is talking about
a whole
flatulence.
Morning. A whole morning of it. Because Cormac battle revealed to us off air that he never farts in front of his missus.
Well,
his
that's just
years.
Insane.
Isn't
he's
it?
Going, like, he's going to develop problems.
Well, I think he has them problems. And it was, and I was like, we have to talk about this on air because I'm a, like, you know, walk into Leo when he's on the jacks, give him the shopping list.
Right.
Type of gal. That's the kind of house we live in. The opinion was divided.
Really?
From the nation.
Okay.
It was divided. Some were like, I've never done it. Married 20 years. Cormac is puts the tap on when he's having a wee.
Oh my God.
Imagine the stress every day.
Yeah, that's a bit mad now.
Okay, so what about you and the missus? You're together a long time. You
I think the key, I can, look it, I think I'm not going to hold it in and neither is she. But at the same time, you don't look like you're putting effort into it. I don't look like you're in. Don't lift your leg. It always has to seem like a little bit of an accident. Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
And I think once those little oops, sorries, then you're like, grand, they're doing their best.
We had a woman call into the show and her fella, she was with him 6 years, would be really nervous in the first couple of years of their relationship, but now pulls down his pants pulls his cheek apart.
What? Sorry, what?
Farts at her, like in her face.
What?
How romantic is that?
Jen, that's a fetish. I know. That's not, yeah, that's maybe, not maybe, a relationship.
Maybe, that's too far. Is that too far, Kev? Tell
us
now.
That's way over the line.
Okay.
That's, the line is a dot.
Okay, but Cormac needs to cop on.
Just like, it's a natural part of the digestion
process. Your advice though.
Yeah, just like say, look
oh,
at...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, like don't look like you're enjoying it. Look like it's a little accident.
That's right. That's very, very good advice. Sad songs.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about sad songs. Yesterday we heard from listeners about songs that made them cry. I hear you have a whopper.
I have a sad song and I'm not even going to describe it because it's so sad it would make everyone depressed. It's a song by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood and it's called Dover. And it's about a young girl who gets into trouble. Parents kick her out and she's waiting for her man to come back from Dover before the baby comes.
He's not coming.
No, and
does
it gets
he ever come?
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to go into it. But yeah, Dover is a real sad song.
How old are you? Dover, would you not give me like a Justin Timberlake song or something that I could actually
Jen,
play?
I haven't heard music in 30 years.
Graham knows it. He knows it and he's 30. Okay.
That's because I gave it to Graham, didn't I? No, well.
Is it on the car? Well, stick it on there now and I'll try. Am I going to get sacked today? Graham says it's great.
It's a great tune.
And we go with Graham says because he's a DJ. He knows what he's talking about. Graham says it's great. It's not on the cart. It should be on the cart wall. But I think I've reached my limit with inappropriate songs or songs I shouldn't be playing on 2FM. But we might give it a go. Just a little taster.
Yeah, it's not something they're going to play in the morning show. Like,
no, they're not going to play in the morning show. No, definitely not. But we'll play it here because we don't care. Locked out. On Tuesday, producer Anita was telling me here that she had to get her locks changed after someone was knocking around her house that she just bought that she still hasn't moved into.
That's incredibly creepy.
Isn't it?
What do you think that is? Is that a power play? Is that them going like, I can still get into your gaff?
They didn't flush the toilet. Left a glass of water, like it was a message.
It's like an animal, something an animal would do to just go, hey, I'm still in control here. It's a creepy thing. I was very good at breaking into houses.
What? Sorry? I don't think this segment has gone well for you, Kevin, with the violence and the breaking and entering. Are
no,
you sure?
Like, never.
Like, you have a promising career with RTE, you have your own show, Clear History. Do you really want to be... be going
it
down
was
this
only,
road?
It was only like, you know, if we locked ourselves out of the house, I'd be the one... who'd get in somehow.
Oh, why? Because you're the small little fella that... No, you're not. You're ginormous. Why was it you?
Well, I was always like a skinny teenager and I could scramble up roofs easy enough, you know?
Okay.
But when I was in college, I used to enjoy Buckfast a lot, which would drive you a bit mad. I'm convinced it'll be illegal in a number of years.
Can you tell me exactly now? Because I've heard it.
Sure.
Since we were on Republica Telly, you've been talking about Buckfast. What is it?
It's basically a tonic wine that has like caffeine and sugar in it. So it's like speed. It just gives you like an incredible buzz.
Is it really cheap?
I mean, like in a terms bottle? Of bottles of wine, it's like 15 euro.
That's what is it?
Yeah.
That's expensive.
That's all I'd spend on a bottle of wine.
Okay.
And
is it a county? Is it a country thing? A county thing? A regional?
It's definitely
thing?
Yeah. It's a culture thing because like it's big in Scotland. I went to college in Scotland and they loved it there.
Okay.
And Colchis love it, like in Mayo or Galway, and a lot of Dubs love it as well. Not the kind of Dubs you'd be hanging around just like
different Dubs,
rough,
dirty Dubs.
Not,
I like dirty Dubs.
Not dirty
as well.
Dubs.
I like dirty Dubs. What kind of Dubs? I hang out with all kinds of Dubs.
Just like how he is, you know. It's basically, it's a how you drink from all over the country.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was on it one night in college and I was hungry and I was walking past student accommodation and I looked up and there was a light on in the kitchen and I was like, I bet there's a bit of food up there. And I wonder if I moved that wheelie bin over there, I could get onto that roof and then I could get into that window there. And I did. I broke into this student kitchen and I found lasagna in the fridge and I preheated the oven. Like I waited for it to be fully heated.
You are that creep.
I ate their lasagna and I washed up after myself and I got out the window. And I remember thinking, if anyone comes into the kitchen, I'll just say, I'm a friend of John's.
Yeah.
Because like there was like 7 rooms per floor.
They won't
And
know.
There was always people in your kitchen that you didn't know. And I was, that's the dangers of Buckfast.
Put on your headphones.
Okay, what do we got? Can't hear that.
Oh,
I know this dress I'm wearing doesn't hide the secret I tried concealing.
I can't play anymore, Kevin. Like, I'm going to get the sack. I mean, what year is that?
I'd say it's late 70s, like I'd say. Yeah.
Late 70s.
She was great, Nancy Sinatra. Her and Lee Hazlewood did a load of tunes together.
Stop talking about Nancy. Can you talk about Macklemore or something? You're on 2FM, Kev. You're going to get me sacked.
I don't know who that is.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.